I'm Linda Kenyon. President Trump's trade tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and China are kicking in. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says these fees could trigger inflation in the U.S.
If the importing company passes along that fee to the customer, that could raise prices. And this is why a lot of economists are a little unnerved by the idea of widespread tariffs.
The tariffs are 25% against products from Canada and Mexico, 10% against products from China. Top officials at the FBI have been put on notice by the Trump administration. By Monday, they must retire, resign, or be fired. Many of those affected were part of the investigation into the January 6th riot at the Capitol. They include those at the executive assistant director level at the FBI headquarters in Washington. They manage the Bureau's criminal, national security, and cyber investigations. A medical transport aircraft has crashed in a Philadelphia neighborhood. This man saw the whole thing.
It came out of the clouds going in a straight nosedive, and the second it came through the clouds, it was probably only another second before it hit the ground.
The six people aboard are believed killed, including a pediatric patient and her mother. The crash comes just a few days after an American Airlines jet and a Black Hawk helicopter collided in midair just short of the runway at Reagan National Airport. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
It came out of the clouds going in a straight nose.
Crews have recovered at least 41 bodies from the wreckage of the American Airlines regional jet and Army Black Hawk helicopter sitting in the Potomac. They're waiting for additional equipment to pull pieces of fuselage from the river in the hopes of reaching the unaccounted for.
Law enforcement officials say the bodies of the pilots were recovered from the wreckage of the Black Hawk yesterday. Three more Israeli hostages have been released in Gaza, including an American citizen. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
65-year-old Keith Siegel is the first American to be released during the six-week ceasefire after 484 days of captivity in Gaza. His family in Israel cheered and cried as armed Hamas militants handed him over to the Red Cross. Six Americans are still held in Gaza, but only two are believed to be alive.
Israel released 183 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for those Israeli hostages. The BBC's Sebastian Usher describes the response.
For the Palestinians, that image of an older man with crutches being held up on the shoulders of people as he came out of the bus will be one which sums up their sense they've achieved some kind of victory with this latest release of prisoners.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
The Bucks get blown out. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee gave up 70 points in the first half and 45 points in the third quarter as the San Antonio Spurs routed the Bucks 144-118. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 35 points and 13 rebounds for the Bucks in the loss.
Everything was easy for them. Everything. Just got to be better. 150 points is not an excuse. Everybody got to look at themselves in the mirror and come next game and do better. That's pretty much it.
Milwaukee is back home tomorrow night to take on Memphis. The Brewers avoided arbitration, signing catcher William Contreras to a one-year deal with a club option for 2026. Contreras will make $6 million this year with a club option for $12 million next season. Milwaukee has now signed all arbitration-eligible players for the upcoming season. Spring training begins later this month. College Hoops number 9 Marquette takes on 25th-ranked UConn tonight at 7 p.m. on National Marquette Day. Number 17 Wisconsin is at Northwestern with a tip time of 1 p.m. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Custer.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, some snow mixing with rain, a low around 32. It'll be breezy out of the southeast. Chance of rain and snow on your Sunday, then mostly sunny and warmer with a high around 48. Monday, mostly cloudy, a high of 37. Right now, it's 28.
They knock me out when I'm down there. The men we listen. Local news, the timeless hits, they're all right back here on WRJN. Hanging tight at 28 degrees, so a little nippy outside. Grab yourself something before you head out the door. Maybe another hot cup of coffee or something, and enjoy this Saturday. The Guess Who? These Eyes on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
98 years. And no, not me. Some people might think I'm 90. Not even close. 98 years WRJN has provided local news. Now we got these great timeless hits, too. And something you want to do today? I told you it's about, 28 degrees here at Radio Park. A little bit of a nip in the air, but you can head over to the Racine Zoo and cozy up by the fire and enjoy a stunning view of Lake Michigan right about this time. And you can sample a unique selection of craft beers and delicious food. Now, this includes your own exclusive Racine Zoo beer glass souvenir and general zoo admission. Hot cocoa. Oh, yeah. And Irish cream will be available for purchase. The event will take place outside by the Safari Base Camp Pavilion. So, yeah, you want to dress up and bring a few layers. Okay, that way, if you're too hot, you can just strip down a little bit. There'll be fire pits and space heaters to keep you warm, too. You can get your tickets at racinezoo.org. I imagine, I don't know for sure, but you can probably get them there too. Something fun to do, and that's going to be going on, a couple hours from now, starting off at about noon till about 2 p.m. the Burr Garden. Should be a lot of fun. Go ahead and check it out.
East Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
JN Capsule Countdown coming up at 9:30, and this time around it's going to be 1966. mentioned that song was a pretty dark song in the lyrics. Well, yeah, blot the sun out of the sky. I would think it would be quite dark if that were the case. You know, you're not hearing much about those California fires anymore, but there's still lots of victims that need your help. Could you help out? Easy way to donate. Just head over to civicmedia.us. That's our website. And there you'll see Convoy of Hope. And see if you can maybe help out or donate. Thank you from WRJN. Here's Al Wilson.
These are the eyes that never knew how to smile till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night.
News and timeless hits just for you, WRJN. A little after 9:30, but that's okay. We're going to do the capsule countdown for 9:30. This year, we're stopping off at February 6th, 1966. And what was going on around us back then? 3 days earlier than that, the Soviet probe Luna, okay, Luna 9, sends back the first pictures transmitted from the moon's surface, thus proving there's no cheese. No, I just put that in there. Anyway, yeah, they were sending back pictures of the moon back then. And on January 12th, ABC brings the first episode of Batman to television. Holy smoking pipes, Batman. A strike of 36,000 public transportation workers in New York City began at 5 in the morning. I remember that. I wasn't there, but I remember seeing it on the news. As New York City Transit Authority, subway trains and buses, they halted service at 5 in the morning. First time that the city's history that commuters were without either buses or subway service at the time. And the full effect, well, that wouldn't be felt probably until later on Monday morning when 6 million people would have to find alternate transportation. That was what was going on around you in the news in 1966. Here's what was on the radio.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRGN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
My love is brighter than the brightest star.
7.
For the number five song on this date.
Number five, February 6, 1966, Herman's Hermit.
Countdown.
You know what? That felt so good. How about a Herman's Hermit's twin spin? What do you think? Good. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
More WRJN Capsule Countdowns coming up next week.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, some snow mixing with rain, a low around 32. It'll be breezy out of the southeast. Chance of rain and snow on your Sunday, then mostly sunny and warmer with a high around 48. Monday, mostly cloudy, a high of 37. It's 30 at our studios.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it, long as I know.
bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need?
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Good morning, Rick Johnson, 948. And I have with me the one and only Mr. Terry Havel from Rock and Roll. Never, it's like an elephant, right? Never forgets.
That's right, Rick.
And so Marianne Faithfull passed away January 30th, huh?
Yeah, well, kind of a shocker, but she was 78.
Well, and I guess for us boomers, it's like, hey, you know, we got to expect this.
Yeah.
As long as we're above, we're okay.
I didn't realize she was homeless for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's what it said.
It's a tragic story.
Right. Yeah. It was bad. But anyway, I'm sure you'll have something for I played as Tears Go By.
We're going to do, we'll do a quick tribute to her, but today is a special show because it's the 66th anniversary of the day the music died, this coming Monday the 3rd.
Buddy Holly and the plane crash.
And the Big
Clear
Bopper
Lake,
and Richie Valens.
Yep.
I don't know if you know the backstory. It was the Winter Dance Party Tour that started in Milwaukee. Let me grab the sheet here. It started January 23rd of 59. They played George Devine's Million Dollar Ballroom, which, of course, today is the Eagles Club, the Rave on West Wisconsin Avenue. The next night, they were in Kenosha playing the Eagles Club. And
that's been here that long, too.
Oh, yeah.
That club's been here for quite a while.
And they used to, in both venues, have pictures of that show.
Okay.
I don't know if they're still in the Kenosha venue. I know at the Rave they took them down. If you went up the stairs to the top, which was the Eagles Club.
I've DJed that, yeah, a couple times. Yeah. And I did see the pictures. I recall that.
But it was a tragic tour because the bus kept breaking down. They lost heat on it. It was just a brutal winter.
Nothing worse than frozen toes on a bus.
Sub-zero temps. And the routing was unreal. They would be hopscotching from one city and then backtracking to another. Whoever figured out the logistics of the tour ought to be...
Dropped a bowl of spaghetti and said, here's how we're going
to
do it.
I mean, these poor guys suffered. And by the time they got to the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa, on the 2nd of February, Holly needed to get his laundry done. And he knew if he took the bus, their next stop was Fargo, North Dakota. He'd have no time. So that's why he chartered the plane. And the Big Bopper, they had three seats.
Who flipped the coin?
That was Waylon Jennings, who was playing guitar with the Crickets at the time.
Boy, he had to feel strange.
And Ritchie Valens. And Valens was deathly afraid of flying. But he, like Holly, wanted
to get there, yeah, with enough time
early.
To take a breath.
And, of course, he won the coin flip. Plane took off and within several minutes crashed, and it was basically rock and roll's first tragedy.
The day the music died.
And, of course, we've had a lot of them ever since, but if you grew up in that era, you remember exactly where you were the day the music died.
Sounds like it's going to be a great show, Terry. I'm going to be listening, definitely. All right, there you go. So that's what Rock and Roll Never Forgets. We'll center around this time around, and don't miss it. Terry Havel, Rock and Roll Never Forgets, coming up on WRJN.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three. Left side, yes, sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it. With the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
To me, she said, it's up to you. I need you right away.
hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Radio. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Radio. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Radio. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, stop. I can't stop,
stop. I can't stop, my love lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Those promised trade tariffs are now a reality, CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
President Trump's plan to put tariffs on goods from Canada, Mexico, and China begins today. Yesterday, the White House press secretary said the move is aimed at curbing illegal migration and the spread of illicit drugs like fentanyl.
Well, the tariffs are incoming tomorrow on Canada, and the reason for that is because both Canada and Mexico have allowed an unprecedented invasion of illegal fentanyl that is killing American citizens.
The Trump administration says by Monday, FBI officials who investigated the January 6th riot at the Capitol